Hello? Hello, hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How's everything going?
Well, not the best for me. Things could definitely be better.
It's good that you at least address it and face it.
I guess.
Because the more you avoid it and the more you ignore it, it's just going to get worse, whatever the problem is, you know? So it's best to actually take it head on and face it there and then. You see what I mean?
Sure. That sounds ideal.
Ideal. Trust me. Even if it's a big shitstorm, face it, because at least the problem will be sorted and you can move on and get it out of the way, you know?
Yeah, but it's very complicated.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with this.
I mean, we're faced with problems every single day.
Yes.
And there's gonna be smaller and even bigger problems.
Of course, regardless, because we obviously we can't really specify what the problem is, but everyone has a problem. But facing these problems every day determines the individual. You know, it's like going to the gym. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing about life, though. It's like a never-ending thing. In a way. Well, obviously, like, we're going to die someday. But, like, it's...
David's there just like, oh, man, the problems just keep coming.
It just depends what type of problems you want to put out. What type of fires you want to put out.
Of course. Agreed. Agreed. But this is something like today I was thinking, you know, we could talk about kindness. And we can actually, it's because it's such a broad subject. And what we've just spoke about, we can link it to kindness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So think about it, like, a lot of people out there who choose to be unkind to an individual we come across, regardless of what they're going through in their inner life. And there are those that who go through intense amounts in their inner life, but still choose to provide kindness to individuals they come across. What is your opinion on that?
I mean, that's a great thing. For people who are struggling to continue to do for others even though they're struggling. And people who aren't showing enough kindness, I guess I'm praying for them.
Yeah, I mean, we can understand only up until a point. You know what I mean? We can only have understanding for such toxicity or such behavior towards others to an extent. Patience is very limited, even to the most virtuous, you know? And it's that issue of kindness. I feel like kindness is it's something that's not that freely given anymore. You know, we tend to take things out on others when in reality we should really look inwards before addressing an external party, you know?
Yeah.
But I believe that, like, you know, regardless of what someone's going through, if someone has good things to say to me or to other people, it shows a great depth of character, even while they're going through so much. I believe that. I believe it shows great depth of character. I believe that's someone that I can look up to. You know?
Yes.
But, like, yeah, so kindness. even like in terms of community and what we do here at DET, how do you think, based off of all these messages that you see, it's like everyone's talking about their problems, everyone's talking about issues. One thing, do you think, like, so far, we've tried to keep things under control, but kindness is something that's genuinely sent out in the group. Would you say yes or no? I don't know. It's up to you. It's your opinion. What do you think? Do you think there could be criticisms to improve it? Do you feel as if members are being kind to one another? Do you feel as if members could actually be a bit more lenient and understanding to each other? You know, what do we do?
Personally, I haven't seen too much or too bad toxicity in the group. And of course, I'm not, you know, in the chat 24/7.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to happen. There's going to be new members who join, and people are facing their own problems. Some people are having a really bad day. Some people are having a really bad week. And, you know, like, it happens. It happens, right? Like, it's part of the human emotion expression. When people are hurting, that's gonna, they're gonna find a way, an outlet to express that, right?
That's a good point to make, actually. It's true. It's a good point to make. But like, even like, you know, like when certain things, like you say, if you're in a group of people and everybody's just talking, and then someone gives out, let's say, they're just taking their anger out on everybody else, eventually the ripple effect comes through, doesn't it? Like, it affects the group.
Yes, it really does.
So it's like, how, when it comes to such a network that we have here, how do you think that we could prevent that from happening so it doesn't affect the overall atmosphere and the environment?
It's good to have certain rules set in place, to have consequences when those rules are broken, and for people to take accountability of themselves.
That's true. It's hard though. It's hard because you know, I'm not saying that it's gonna happen, but you have certain individuals who we don't know what they're going through. So at this stage, accountability means nothing to them, you know? So all they need is help and support, but they're probably in a state of mind which they see enemies and not friends, you know? And we want them to know that it's, the environment isn't like that, that we are all friends here, you know? So it's about, like, it's really difficult when it comes, when we specify it like that, actually, because it's like, how do we ensure that one person doesn't, like, you know, as you said, yes, implement rules and all that, but if it happens, it happens, and then it's there, you know, and then people will then sit there and try to process it, and then you know, it becomes like, oh yeah, this is something that was said and blah blah blah. But it's just like, how do we actually just, like, because I've created a space for toxicity. That's the thing. I've actually created a space for toxicity so that people can join and vent to. And even, like, you know, say, like, you know, just let go and just say whatever they want to say. And I feel like that's needed, because it's like a container which people can pour their negativity into. Mm-hmm. And people be like, why did you make such a thing? I'm like, well, it's actually, as you said, David, it's part of the human experience. It's part of who we are. And that's why that was made. I think my only concern is like, the individuals to which kindness isn't the first go-to. This is my worry, as in how it might affect the group, even though the rules are implemented and we are vigilant, you know? So I feel like with this episode, I want to reach out to people who probably don't go to kindness as their first go-to when they interact with someone. You see what I mean?
Yes.
They're on a defensive. They're on a very defensive nature, and they don't see it the way other people would see it, they'll see threats and enemies and etc. When it's really, it's not like that. It's a safe environment where everyone can feel at ease and secure. You know, it's hard. I feel like it's hard, even though, because it's such a broad subject, kindness, and linking it to what you said, like what we've been talking about problems and inner problems. It really determines how the individual comes across in the world. They step out their front door and they face interaction, regardless of what's going on in their life, how they approach someone else, you know? You there? Oh crap, I think we've David's cut out of it.
Hello?
Okay, you're back. I got worried there.
Okay, I said I agree with what you said, and right. I believe that people at their core are really good, kind-hearted, compassionate, and lovely people, right? Mm-hmm. And that they're trying to find that version of them. They're trying to find that state where they can really be free of their pain and their suffering. Mm-hmm. Right. And it actually makes me think of a quote from a Sufi poet named Rumi, R-U-M-I. And the quote goes, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. Mm-hmm. So many of us have certain barriers, right? Have certain traumas, have certain pains within us that are preventing us from going back to that state of kindness, of goodness, of compassion, right, towards other people.
That's a really good point to make.
And you see that inside them, what they're really trying to do is ask for help.
This is something which I personally, myself, wouldn't understand. You get it?
Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, it's. If I was to come across such individuals, it would be very difficult for me to understand where they're coming from. You see what I mean?
Well, I mean, have they expressed to you where they are actually coming from first?
No. So the initial impression you get is defensive. Because I'm quite introverted, you know? I'm very introverted. I keep myself to myself, that's it. But like, for people like me that are out there who probably are introverted, or others who have social anxiety and tend to mind their own business and not really bother anyone. When the two identities come across each other, there will be friction. This is what I feel. And I feel as if those who, how do I say this? Those who don't really express where they're coming from in the sense, and then come off quite defensive and hostile initially, it gives off a very strange impression initially. So those that are very introverted, who have social anxiety, who probably, you know, don't really talk to many people or whatever, to them it will come out like, come to like, in the initial impression of like, oh my god, like, you know, what's going on? You see what I mean? So it's like a wave that's just a wave of water that's just rushing at you. Do you get it?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So someone who comes off quite very strong, and then obviously someone who has social anxiety and is very introverted, they'll just be like, oh, they'll just start panicking. You know what I mean? So it's very like, this is something that I've been meaning to understand. Like, how would that interaction go? Usually it doesn't end well. Usually one is fight or flight. So that's why I feel like it's my opinion, but I feel as if kindness should be the go-to. So kindness, calm, should be the go-to regardless of what we are going through in life. And I understand, I get it. If someone's not doing well, that's not always the easy one to go to. It's not the first step. But do you see what I mean? As in, it could have a ripple effect, especially to those who have social anxiety, are very introverted. You see what I mean?
Well, it can have a ripple effect, but it can only have a ripple effect if the ripples keep rippling, though.
That's true. Right?
If you show kindness to somebody and then they don't really know how to show kindness or open up to other people, that ripple kind of stagnates. Right?
Yes. Yes.
But I see what you're saying, though. I do see what you're
yes,
saying.
Because yes.
if you reach enough people, you hopefully, you know, that ripple of energy will ripple towards other people.
Eventually, yeah. Because it's like, you'd want to make sure that everybody's calm. You want to make sure that everybody feels at ease, that they're secure. It's just a general atmosphere that everyone should have. I don't know. That's my opinion. I'm not saying it should be like that, because it's not, obviously the world doesn't work the way I want it to work. But that's my opinion, because it shows a bit of empathy, you know, like empathy, and it shows how we can actually accommodate to people around us, you know, because even in the groups, I'll be honest with you, even in the chat group, sometimes people leave. This has happened, and I've spoken, because I speak to everybody that leaves, you know that. Everybody that leaves the group, I speak to, and sometimes they feel like they're disconnected, sometimes they feel like they're not included, sometimes they feel as if it's a bit too much, you know? So I have to reassure them, and I have to let them know that this is a space where they can be at ease. And to talk, you know?
Well, it's nice of you to do that, but you can't save everybody that you meet.
That's a good point as well. I can't save everybody. Yeah.
You only can do so much.
Yeah, but you know, it's just the whole thing, isn't it? It's just like, I mean, you as well, like, how would you say, like, say if you're talking, and do you ever feel a disconnect with the group? Do you ever feel like people are not being kind to you? Do you ever feel like you're not meshing well with the conversation or anything like that? And this is a very common problem, because when people aren't included, it happens, you know?
Well, I think I could talk more in the group, but at the same time, when I do talk, I don't really see a lot of people interacting with me, and there's just so much people in the group as well.
Yes.
And it's hard to find like a connection sometimes, because, you know,
yes,
like there's so many people in the group, you only can talk to so many people about so many things.
Yes.
And I'm also in other groups too, right?
Yes.
This is not my only group that I talk to people, but there's some groups I'm in with smaller groups, some people that are bigger groups. So I just let it flow. If someone messages me, or I'm on talking about a topic and they, you know, they respond to me, then, you know, I'll continue talking about it with them, and then if we connect again, then, you know, it happens. Like this podcast that we're doing right now, right? Like, yes. I hoped more people would like to join us, but maybe it wasn't the right time. Maybe it wasn't the right day that people are open and want to talk, be on this podcast. Mm-hmm. But this is one of the ways that people can really, you know, use the TET platform and get more out of it. Right? It's really about putting in more, and that's what you're gonna get out of it. As well.
Hmm. It also comes down to maturity levels as well sometimes, I believe.
Oh, definitely. Of course. Of course.
Yeah, so it's about when it's like if you're given an opportunity and a chance to have your say or an opportunity to share who you are and everything that you have and that you can be, would you actually be responsible with it or would you just abuse it, you know? And it comes back to our discussion about kindness, because I believe that those who are genuinely kind people would not abuse such an opportunity or a system provided for them, you know? That's what I believe.
Well, I mean, like there's a lot of kind people that is trying to make things better for other people, right?
Yeah.
So those are like unsung heroes, right? Like, yes. If you're truly like doing something to help somebody and you don't want credit for it, yeah. Then like you, and it's not gonna be on the news or a social media post. Then like people almost never know about it, and it happens every single day, right?
I agree with that.
Whether it be like someone helping someone down the stairs, someone holding, you know, the subway for somebody so they can make the subway. Someone helping with their groceries, whatever it is, it's often forgotten or not mentioned.
And that's, you know, people, individuals like that, you have to give them credit.
But they don't even want, they might not even want the credit, and you might not even see it happen.
That's the thing, though. It's like that credit needs to, even though, like, but we have that awareness. We're discussing it on this episode. We have that awareness now that it's been mentioned. Individuals like that deserve such credit because not only are they showing kindness, it's not for anything like a show or it's not for some sort of credit. It's as you said, unsung heroes. It's so the act in itself becomes so genuine. It's something to I admire, you know?
Yeah, it's great. That's a great thing. And that's probably the best you can do for that person. Like, just admire them from a distance.
Admire them from a distance. Yeah.
Or close if you know them or, you know, you can get to know them. But I mean, that's a path on, you know, making genuine friends, right? Maybe that's a possibility. That's a quote-unquote reward that person can get from somebody.
So would you say that kindness is also linked to our interactions then, even in like chat groups and how we meet people? Does that determine the how genuine a person could be, a possible genuine friend even?
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, like, you know, there's like hundreds of these, you know, groups, support groups throughout the internet, right? If not thousands of support groups that are going on, you know, whether it be on WhatsApp or Discord or Telegram, whatever, you name it. It's happening every single day. And these, you know, these people are talking to people on the internet and that they almost never have met. And they're helping them. And this is you know, this is the 21st century. This is 2022.
Even in real life, you know what I mean? Forget not just the internet, but even in real life.
Oh, and yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Like therapists, right? Therapists are social workers who are helping people in real life too. Mm-hmm. Right? Therapists, you will probably not hear about who they are and how they've helped people. Because it's, you know, because of the privacy, but there are hundreds of therapists helping people every single day, and granted they're getting paid for it, right? So that's the reward, but it, you know, they're not asking to be mentioned. They're not asking to get something from it. And some of these people aren't even making a lot of money.
A lot of them actually are just doing it for the sake of actually helping people.
Yeah. Like, even a nurse could be a therapist, right? Their profession is not being a therapist, but there are hundreds of nurses every single day helping their patients out.
Yeah. Just giving a listening ear sometimes, even just looking out for their needs.
Or a life coach or a personal trainer. You name it, right? Like your friend doesn't have to be an actual friend. It could be your personal trainer, it could be your nurse, it could be your doctor, it could be your local baker that you go to every single day, where you go and get coffee, right? Yeah. You can create a relationship there. Like you create a relationship with your local Starbucks barista, and you know, he knows you by your name now. So whenever he makes your coffee or she makes your coffee, like, they might give you an extra little something in your coffee. And you might not even know that. You might not even know that they put something extra. They might give you a little extra whipped cream or a little extra milk, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, like, it happens everywhere. Kindness happens everywhere, and you might not even know. And it's at your front doorstep.
Yeah. That's the beauty of it.
That's the beauty of kindness.
Yeah. And I think that's what a lot of the... I feel as if... support networks, support groups, even the professional ones, like really... you know, top-notch, top-quality support networks, groups that, you know, that are recommended to you by your local doctor, GP, practitioner, whatever. Kindness should be at the core. Kindness and empathy should be at the core of these networks. Because if you take that away from a support network, you've just taken the soul away from it, you know?
Yeah.
Why do we listen to people and help people? It's an act of kindness. So I feel like that is a very crucial mechanism in a support group, whether it's something that's, you know, like recommended by the any country's mental health foundation, or if it's just something that's not even like not many people are aware about.
Yeah, I agree.
So how are you feeling at this moment? Because I feel like David's a bit tense. Are you a bit tense? You sound a bit tense.
No, I'm not tense. No.
it's a hard one. I'll be honest with you, because it's so broad, isn't it?
I mean, it's a good topic. It's a good topic. I think that there's definitely not enough kindness, or never enough kindness that we can have in the world.
Yeah. It's one of the crucial mechanisms in support groups and networks, and even just daily interactions with each other. It's a very crucial aspect, I think. You know?
Yeah, I definitely think it's on the top of the list of, like, if I wanted to be close friends with somebody, or if I wanted to date somebody, that's definitely a top characteristic that I would want in that person.
Yeah.
And I believe, you know, if someone isn't, you know, I believe it's a muscle that can be worked on. You know, it's not like doomsday for that person.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's just that maybe that person in their life, people haven't shown them enough kindness.
That could be the case. It could be.
And so when you've been hurt when you've been hurt so many times, right? Then
yes,
just tend to create a wall for yourself, or barrier for yourself.
Yes. So it's a very good point. I like how you refer to that as like a muscle, or like a muscle group, when you go to the gym and work out. You know, I like that. I like that reference. I think practice makes perfect, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think if you hang out with 5 kind people around you, you're probably more likely to be the 6th person.
Definitely.
If you hang around 5 assholes, then you're probably going to be likely to be more of an asshole. It's simple as that. It's just as simple as that.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I can agree with that. You know, but obviously, if you know, independent thinking, very important. Just because everybody else does something, we shouldn't follow. You know? I think it comes down to our conscience. And just doing the right thing, I think. I don't know. Maybe that's just my opinion, my belief. I don't know.
I mean, birds of the same feather really flock together, man.
They do. They do. Oh, my God. David, they do. They do. They do.
Yeah, it goes for like almost anything in life. If you like me and you love music, right, and love producers who make music, like if you make a certain genre of music and you want to get better at that genre, right?
Yeah.
Whether it be pop, hip hop, country, whatever, you're probably gonna find more people who are like that.
That's true. That's true. And I agree with that. I agree with that. 100%. I think it's the complex issue is, as you said, someone whose muscle group hasn't been worked out enough. When they're introduced into a network of kind people, how would that play out? Well, we have to see. We have to make sure that the person is accommodated to patience and virtue, you know, and to ensure that the individual, whoever they are, realize that they, you know, just defensiveness can, you know, be overcome. We can all get along, you know.
Yeah, everyone just wants to live a great life in some way, shape, or form. Everyone wants to have fun, right? So why don't you just make it better so the world is a better place to be in and to have more to enjoy it better?
It's the energy you give out.
Energy you give out is gonna just come right back to you.
Literally that, isn't it? It's literally just the energy you give out, that's coming back. You know what I mean? Literally, David. That's exactly, you know what? Facts. That's what I'm gonna say. Facts. You know what I mean? Complete 100% facts. You know what I mean? I hope the listeners are actually listening to this, and that especially the members from the group who are listening to this, let's see how we can keep improving as people to help each other uplift each other, to push each other up, even at times of crisis and in need. How can we keep uplifting people regardless? You know, it's like a lesson to all of us.
Yeah, that's when we definitely all need it the most.
I hope, like, you know, especially the group members, if they're listening to this episode as well, that it's patience is a virtue. It is a virtue. But even like, you know, sometimes it can be forgiven. Patience is breached sometimes. You know, it's, to me, kindness is never weakness. Kindness shows strength, you know, empathy, kindness shows strength. And it's something that is very valuable to have. Very, very valuable to have. I just hope that people in the group or even listeners, they can take something from this episode and just, I don't know, maybe their next interaction with whoever they bump into will be a different one. If defensiveness is their go-to, you know?
Yep.
So how you been, and for, man?
And for anyone listening too,
yes.
Please like this podcast and share it with others who, you know, who think could find value in this episode as well.
Definitely. Definitely.
You wanna wrap up this podcast?
I think we'll wrap it up for today. Yeah, I think it's been a decent episode. It's been good speaking to you, man. You know, and I hope that listeners do take something from this. You know.
Yep. Yeah. For sure.
Thank you for being present. Thank you for jumping on the episode with us today. And really, honestly, appreciate it.
All right, man. It was always a great time talking to you.
Take it easy, okay?
All right, man. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Nice one, David.
All right. Peace.
Peace.